KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
81 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Tuesday afternoon to you. Glad you're with us. I'm Greg Nift in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. It is our top local stories this hour. Should Reno and Sparks Police and the Sheriff's Office all form one super police force? The Sheriff says maybe.
What I anticipate this doing is providing better services or providing at a more efficient and effective way.
Coming up, Sheriff Darren Balaam on consolidating local police into one big tent. Plus, the latest on the Elephant Fire directly ahead, how many acres burned, and whether evacuations are still in place. And get this, Governor Lombardo stopped by police.
Hello, Lombardo.
I'm aware.
On the way, the entire conversation between the Las Vegas police officer and the governor. You'll want to hear this. It's all ahead from the KKFT News at Noon. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff. Glad to have you with us. And now with more, let's head over to Jerry.
Well, thank you, Greg. And good to be back. Just real quickly, 104 degrees in Idaho and Boise on Saturday. Went for a walk at 8:30 in the evening. 100 degrees at 8:30, but it did cool down to a very nippy 98 by about 9:15 that evening. But good to be home with some cooler weather, some clouds, and a little bit of moisture. We'll get to some weather news this hour as well. A probationer, that's a term I hadn't heard before, but that's someone on probation for crimes. One was just arrested in Reno, charged with about a dozen or more crimes, including more felonies. A real 1960s-style protest with Indian chants, feather Indians, and activists yesterday in Reno. And Free to You, taken from taxpayers, money from HUD for the Carson Valley, and explosive diarrhea. We got the latest on that we will bring to you this hour during the noon news. FM News Talk time is 12:08. And back to you, Greg.
All right, thanks so much there, Jerry. And it is our top local story. Let's begin with the Elephant Fire right now that's burning near Loyalton. An evacuation warning has been lifted in Plumas County in the area of the Elephant Fire. The affected area is east of Highway 49, south of Highway 70, again, all in California. An evacuation warning remains in effect in Lassen County, east of Highway 395 and south of Highway 70. Officials say this is a bear to fight.
Fields are very, very dry. The terrain, very extreme, very steep. And then we've had some winds and maybe some dry lightning later in the evening. So the weather has played a factor in this fire as well.
Chris Buckley with the U.S. Forest Service. The Elephant Fire right now sitting at 12,315 acres, 5% containment still. To merge or not to merge? The question, should Reno or Sparks PD link up with the Washoe Sheriff's Office and form a super police agency serving all of northern Nevada? The sheriff himself says he's very open to the idea, especially when you look at law enforcement's budget in the Reno Metro.
Our budgets aren't just going to grow exponentially. We know that. We have to be fiscally responsible, but we also have to make sure that we provide the best services.
Sheriff Darren Balaam, in an exclusive interview with Channel 8, says he's been looking at this since 2023.
At the end of the day, we have to look at how do we best provide those services, and working together is the best way. There is not one entity within this community that can serve the entire community. We're just too big, and each of our individual agencies are not big enough to serve.
He says the method of merging police departments in Nevada ensures no one loses their jobs.
No one gets demoted. No one gets booted out. The NRS is, again, very specific that when you merge, their job duties that they had at their original agency will remain same or similar.
It's important to note the Clark County Sheriff's Office merged with Las Vegas Police years ago to form Las Vegas Metro Police. Well, speaking of, someone Las Vegas Metro Police pulled over back in May was, well, pretty high profile.
Hello. How you doing, sir?
Good.
Good. Sergeant Chico Metro Police. The reason I'm stopping you is for the...
Joe Lombardo.
I'm aware. For the red light violation back there. Your right turn onto Giles here.
Come on, man.
So, you're good to go, sir. Appreciate you. Have a good day.
So that video is from May 15th near Giles and Mandalay Bay. The officer you heard, a sergeant with Metro, tells Lombardo he ran the red light when turning onto Giles. That's when the governor said, as you heard, I'm Joe Lombardo. and the officer acknowledged that he knows who Lombardo is and said he was free to go. Lombardo, of course, was the former sheriff, the head of Metro before he became governor. It's important to note that we do not see the alleged traffic violation, and in most cases, officers have discretion on whether to issue a ticket or not during a traffic stop.
And that's Tom Durian with Fox 5 Vegas. So far, no response from the governor's office. Governor Lombardo, as you know, is running for re-election. A traffic stop in Lyon County leads to a sex offender behind bars. This happened back in the Silver Springs area yesterday. 69-year-old Jeffrey Martin, he's registered Tier 3. And during the traffic stop, deputies discovered he failed to update his registration. Martin is back in Lyon County jail. Life in prison for a Reno man accused of murdering his roommate back in March of last year.
Tiffany Galvin was found dead in her home on March 25th of last year after Reno police received a report that there had been a fight and she was unconscious and not breathing. When officers arrived, they found Miss Galvin lying in the kitchen in a pool of blood with a severely beaten face, no pulse, and in rigor mortis.
Kendall Holcomb of the Washoe DA says Rodrigo Inestroza Soto says he pushed her. She fell and did not get back up.
However, the evidence showed that after Miss Galvin fell to the floor, the defendant put his knee on her neck and strangled her while hitting her repeatedly in the head. Inestroza Soto told RPD robbery homicide detectives that he was unable to call for help because he couldn't find his phone, despite Miss Galvin's phone being on the couch and the defendant using his iPad to use the Find My Phone function, which was out on the lawn.
Holcomb says Inestroza Soto will be eligible for parole in 10 years. From the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
Well, the Nevada State Police parole and probation officers arrest probationer on firearm and narcotics charges. Officers with the Nevada State Police Division of Parole and Probation arrested Blake Crane, who was on probation in Washoe County, and during the contact, officers located multiple firearms, controlled substances, and items indicative of narcotic sales inside the residence. The firearms were found to be in violation of several state and federal laws. The probationer, Blake Crane, was booked into Washoe County Jail on multiple felonies and gross misdemeanor charges. So far, so good. Nevada health officials say no evidence of what is called explosive diarrhea has impacted Nevada. Most of the 6,000 cases nationwide of the non-fatal but uncomfortable virus are in the upper Midwest. You might ask, how do they know that there is no evidence? And that part of the story is not reported here. Be sure to wash your veggies first. FM News Talk Time, the new news is 1214. Traffic and weather up next.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
Crews are still on the scene of a rollover collision. It is a cement truck. It is at 580 and South Carson Street, right there in the intersection. And it is, it's going to be a little while for them to get that uprighted and hauled off. Also in Sparks on westbound Interstate 80 at McCarran, just as you're making your way into town, there's a non-injury collision slowing things down in that area. I'm going to remind you that Wild West Chevrolet is your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only 99 smackers at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It's 79 degrees in Sparks, 77 in Carson City, 70 in South Lake Tahoe, 79 in Yerington. Here's a look at your weather.
Still having a few clouds hanging around for the next few hours into the evening time. Then we clear overnight and sunshine tomorrow, low 90s. Seasonal weather into the weekend and no chances of showers and clear skies at night. Grilling season at Butcher Boy. That means steak choice and prime grades plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Coming up at 3, Lars Larson today. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vale, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, My feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked in the Good Feet Store and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Save big at Ace Hardware, Collin Ranch, and Midtown only. For a limited time, take 10% off many of your favorite items. Gardening, home improvement, or whatever project you've been putting off. Now's the time to get it done for less. At Ace, you'll get great products, real help from knowledgeable people. But hurry, the 10% off sale ends July 31st. Call, click, or come by Carter Brothers and Collin Ranch and say, I heard it on the radio. Ace's 10% off sale.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome to Ridezilla, Nevada's side-by-side headquarters. Visit our new showroom on South Carson Street to view the latest models all under one roof. The staff at Ridezilla are a power sports enthusiast with the knowledge and experience to match you with the right products, parts, and accessories. Our highly trained technicians provide quality repairs and installations so you can customize your ride and maximize performance. Ridezilla, Nevada's newest and largest power sports superstore. Online at RidezillaCarsonCity.com.
This is Gabby from Master Service Plumbing. Family owned and operated for 39 years. At Master Service Plumbing, our son Josh answers the phones, Mark runs the crews, and I keep the whole thing from coming unraveled. We pride ourselves on our quality craftsmanship and guarantee our workmanship 100%. From our family to yours, thank you for choosing Master Service Plumbing. Call 851-1444. That's 851-1444.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road. Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
Protests in Reno over a possible sale of the Anaconda Mine. I'm John Potter for the new news. Activists gathered outside the federal courthouse in downtown Reno yesterday, just as a judge inside was hearing arguments to issue a preliminary injunction to stop the bid. ARCO wants to buy 2,000 acres, including the old copper mine in Yerington. The property is both public and privately owned. ARCO would acquire the mineral rights and could allow another company to explore and mine there. The property was notoriously polluted, though. The cleanup still has a way to go, and it would also mean a sale of federal land. Yesterday, Judge Miranda Dew heard arguments from Great Basin Research Watch and two Native American groups who say the sale, expected by the end of the month, would end BLM oversight and recreation access, and that mining would harm the Walker River. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk time, it is 12:19, and if you are just checking in, it is the three big things that you need to know. And number one, some evacuations lifted from the Elephant Fire burning near Loyalton. The fire has burned more than 12,000 acres. Number two, should the Washoe Sheriff merge with Reno and Sparks Police? The sheriff himself says it might be a good idea, and he's open to it.
What I anticipate this doing is providing better services or providing at a more efficient and effective way.
And Governor Lombardo stopped by a cop.
Joe Lombardo.
I'm aware.
He did not get a ticket. It is our top national story. ICE agents. Well, this is a change. They're now being told to largely end vehicle stops as an enforcement method.
Government sources tell Fox News ICE agents must now scale back use of vehicle stops. The guidance comes after confrontations involving federal agents in Texas and Maine that ended with people being shot and killed. In both cases, the Department of Homeland Security claims vehicles the victims were in were being weaponized against agents. The new directive that takes effect now does not take vehicle stops completely off the table. They can still be used when agents are trying to track down targets that face serious charges or have violent records. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, 12:21. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA studios. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
Air quality expected to be good today, but the Elephant Fire could impact air quality tomorrow as the weather changes to a more seasonal pattern. Latest numbers on the fire, pretty much what we had last night, 12,000 plus acres burned. And you heard Greg say some evacuations lifted, about 5% containment. As for the weather, one more day of high humidity, lower temperatures. Best chance of showers is this afternoon and into this evening, and a thunderstorm is possible. More on the weather, more detail with Craig Swope coming up. Cook Political Report updated their governor race rankings. Nevada's contest is still a toss-up, as most forecasting. The better markets like Kalshie have the public wagers favoring Ford right now. You've heard the report of Governor Lombardo being pulled over. And a question that's been up for a little while, maybe a little while longer, is should Republicans be worried the Democrats are endorsing Governor Lombardo? You can go and you can vote at 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. And right now, about a little over 63% said no, nothing to worry about. But about 37% say, yeah, should be worried that Democrats are endorsing the Republican Joe Lombardo. Oh, Carson Tahoe Health honored Rock and Roll Hall of Fame musician and Carson Valley resident Dave Mason this past Sunday. The event concluded with a sold-out benefit concert that raised more than $26,000 for youth mental health programming through the Dave Mason Legacy Fund. Longtime friends Pat Simmons and Michael McDonald of the Doobie Brothers were there, and they encouraged young people to embrace their unique talents. Special recognition on behalf of Governor Lombardo was presented, recognizing Dave Mason's extraordinary musical career and his commitment to improving the lives of local youth through the Dave Mason Legacy Fund. And again, you can go to 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com and vote in the Keystone CPA's Noon News poll. Should Republicans be concerned about the endorsements by Democrats of Governor Joe Lombardo? Traffic and more on the weather coming up. It is 12:23.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
We have a new non-injury collision on southbound 580 at the Moana Lane exit in Reno. It's on the southbound side. Also in Carson City at 580, we're at 50 right there at the intersection. There is still a rolled over cement truck that they're trying to get cleaned up. It's laying there like a dead whale. And let me remind you that traffic is brought to you as another service of Double J Auto Gardnerville and Double A Auto Yerington. For auto repair, tires, brakes, oil changes, and AC, premium quality work, ridiculously affordable, Double J Auto Gardnerville and Double A Auto Yerington. It's 78 in Reno, 79 in Dayton, 68 in Incline Village, 78 in Smith Valley. Here's a look at your humid weather.
We're at the end of this cloudy and sometimes damp weather system that's brought the cooler temperatures but higher humidity levels for the last couple of days. Seasonal weather moving back in tomorrow, low 90s, plenty of sunshine, and that's the way it's going to be into the weekend. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-ME today. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson after the noon news on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPA's news studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
People for expert service. It's so hard to find. Pro One Automotive does it right the first time.
News on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Nevada Sportsnet reporting that Audrey Sutherland is going to Clemson. The Minogue volleyball standout has committed to Clemson. She's just going into her junior year at Minogue High School. Ace is off this week for the All-Star break. The Aces' Tyler Locklear named PCL Player of the Week. He hit 565 home runs, 33 total bases. The Aces had 15 home runs against Round Rock. That's a season best in a weekly series at Salt Lake on Friday night. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
Back to your Noon News on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
1227 right here on the news at noon. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. Very glad to have you aboard if you are just checking in. Renown is reportedly building a big new medical campus in Sparks. This is set for Kylie Ranch. It's planned for 127,000 square feet. Renown officials are calling it an ambulatory care center that will include four operating rooms, four outpatient surgeries, and 134 exam rooms. Other services will include a pharmacy, imaging lab, behavioral health, and rotating specialty care. Essentially, it is a hospital where you cannot stay overnight. Well, if you've got Lotto Fever and want to head to Gold Ranch, this is the week to do it. Lotto Fever is growing with well over $1 billion up for grabs when you combine the Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots.
There was no grand prize winner in Monday night's Powerball drawing, so the top prize jumps to an estimated $498 million ahead of the next chance to strike it rich on Wednesday. Meanwhile, tonight's Mega Millions drawing will be worth at least $637 million. The cash option on that works out to $278 million. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And you might need it with that consumer price index. Well, even though it dropped in June, a break from inflation.
The U.S. ceasefire with Iran sent energy prices tumbling and provided a bit of a break when it comes to inflation. The consumer price index, which measures the price of goods, came in lower than analysts' expectations, falling 0.4% from May to June, and that pushed the annual inflation rate down to 3.5%. The question now is if it's a trend or an outlier with the ceasefire on shaky ground and oil prices rising again. The producer price index, which measures prices at the wholesale level before they reach consumers, will be released on Wednesday. I'm Daria Albinger.
Meantime, economists and artificial intelligence researchers say policymakers must act now to address the massive economic transformation that AI could cause. Stanford University's Digital Economy Lab organized a letter warning that, quote, AI may become radically more powerful over the next 10 years, and noted it could bring risks, including large-scale job displacement, as well as opportunities such as major gains in living standards. It could go either way. It's been signed by more than 200 economists and AI researchers from leading organizations around the world, including 16 Nobel Prize laureates. The letter urged industry leaders to understand the economics of transformative AI and build the incentives, guardrails, and institutions needed to steer AI in a direction that complements humans and benefits society rather than Terminator 2's Skynet. FM News Talk time, it's 12:30. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm John Saucier. President Trump holding a bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq at the White House, where he discussed why he abruptly abandoned a plan to impose a 20% protection fee on ships traveling through the Strait of Hormuz.
There's never been a time like this for the United States, with the factories, with the plants, with everything else. And we would like to invest tremendously in the United States as opposed to charging a fee. And I like that, actually, because I don't think anybody should be able to charge a fee for the Strait.
There's a big protest outside an ICE detention facility in Scarborough, Maine this morning after the fatal shooting of a man by ICE agents in the state this week. Kelly Brennan's co-president of the Maine State Nurses Association calling for ICE to be abolished.
Abolish ICE!
America is listening to Fox News.
It's not cheap to fly these days, and the head of one of the country's biggest carriers says it may get even more expensive soon. Delta CEO says the price of airfares is not likely to come down, even if the cost of jet fuel does. Word is that he told Fox Business that fuel is one of only many aspects of running an airline that's getting more expensive, including labor, airport infrastructure, technology, and not to mention the planes themselves. President Trump says he'll address the nation in a primetime speech on Thursday.
MS Now reports that President Trump will claim that declassified intelligence reveals a foreign nation's plot to interfere in the 2020 presidential election. Trump will reportedly be joined by FBI Director Kash Patel and Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, among others. The president has repeatedly claimed that the 2020 presidential election was stolen and rigged. Trump revealed plans for a speech in a Truth Social post Monday, but did not provide any other details. I'm Michael Kastner.
From the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. It's 12:32.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are nine brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many five-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to Brothers Windows. Windows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Hi, I'm Meredith Williams, Regional Vice President at United Federal Credit Union. This month, we're celebrating the grand reopening of our Reno Summit branch. To kick things off, we're offering our new members a special welcome bonus. It's easy to join. Stop in and check out our location in South Reno at the Shade and Summit Mall. See you there. United Federal Credit Union, we get you.
Insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership subject to eligibility.
FM Top Weather.
After a chance of showers and thunderstorms tapers off this afternoon into this evening, we're going to see more seasonal weather roll in. Low 90s for the next few days after low 80s for today. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update. Your new news. KKFT.
A batch of mail-in ballots from Nevada's June primary have been discovered uncounted. I'm John Potter for the New News. The 32 ballots were sent to the Secretary of State's office instead of where they were addressed to. That would be the Lyon County Clerk's office. They were marked undeliverable by the post office, which sent them back to the sender weeks after the election. 24 of the ballots came from Dayton, 8 from Fernley. The county clerk says a count shows they would have not changed the outcome of any race, but all agencies involved say they are investigating. Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar told the Nevada Independent, quote, "Election officials sent the ballots out in a timely manner, and the voters cast them well in advance of Election Day. This failure is on the United States Postal Service." I'm John Potter for the New News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your New News Business Update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading as inflation cools in June. The latest release of the Consumer Price Index revealed that inflation declined by 0.4% month over month and slowed to 3.5% year over year on falling gas prices. Even when removing food and energy prices, core CPI growth was flat last month and slowed annually to 2.6%. As a result of the cooling CPI report, July rate hike bets are tumbling. Technology stocks are boosting the NASDAQ and S&P 500, but the Dow is being hit by a sell-off from IBM, with its stock down 24% and on track for its worst day ever on disappointing earnings and revenue forecasts. And big banks delivering record-smashing earnings, a reassuring signal on the health of consumers and corporate America. Goldman Sachs shares are rallying and are up over 7%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk Time, 1237. Glad to have you with us here on the KKFT News and Noon. My name is Greg Neft. As we continue right along on this Tuesday afternoon, and it is time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs joins us in studio, as he always does. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Good afternoon, Greg.
All right. You know, we all want to love the post office. We all want to trust the post office. We would all like to mail our taxes through the post office, and we've had many discussions on why you shouldn't do that. That is a show for another day. You know, again, it's getting harder and harder to love the post office just every single day.
Well, like the news just said, Greg, I mean, you know, there's 32 ballots that were returned to sender, even though there's no reason for that to happen. You know, I think poor execution on the Postal Service. And I think it just really goes to a lot of what I'm experiencing now in practice, which is taxpayers get scathing letters from both state of Nevada, state of California, United States Treasury, the IRS, saying, why haven't you responded to our numerous attempts to communicate? I had a true story, Greg. I had an IRS agent, Agent Schiffer is his name, and out of Arizona, said, I sent you a certified mail that they said they couldn't deliver to 401 Ryland, Suite 300. You know, what's your new address? And I just took a picture of the Bosma Business Center, right, in the elevator. Like, I'm right here, Keystone CPAs. Okay, you can't miss it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my guess, Greg, 20% of all postal mail sent through the USPS never gets to its intended audience. So you can't let that, you know, throw you off your game if you get these scathing letters. Heaven forbid, just pay the penalty for fear of, oh, by the way, I just got this a day before the thing's due. I'll just pay it and figure it out later. Figure it out now.
Well, you know, it brings up an interesting point. I mean, a lot of bills still come through the U.S. Postal Service. Should you pay your bill through the USPS if there's another way?
Oh, no. I'm telling people, do not, you know, actually, do not send stuff in the mail. Forget the adequacy of the United States Postal Service. You know, there's mail fraud that happens in like crazy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in fact, we had one here at the building where we had a postal agent that was taking mail. If there was checks in that mail, they would take it. They found his living room littered with checks, right? Now he's in jail. Hallelujah.
Oh, boy.
But that's where you don't want to put yourself into it. You know, best way to pay your bills, best way to get paid is direct bank-to-bank transfer. You can set that up with a thing called Secure Pay for our business owners, so that way you don't have to worry about somebody swiping money out of your account. It's only going to go out of your account if you say it's okay to go.
And that's an important point. So let's talk a little bit about the private services. UPS, FedEx, are you okay with those?
No.
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 Wow. Okay.
Well, no, it's not the same problem, but USPS is incompetent. Uh-huh. Okay, people that just don't want to do their job. FedEx, UPS, they want to do their job, but the tracking isn't as golden from the government perspective as it is USPS. They accept it, but they just don't like it. So that's what I'm saying. Hey, you send something, IRS.gov, you send that payment, you have the receipt, you have a problem with your payment, hey, here it is. They could find it if they have that confirmation number. If you send them a check, who knows where that check is going?
You know, it brings up an interesting point. We see so many people, myself included, guilty as charged, ordering from Amazon, and guess how it gets to you? It's not necessarily, FedEx or UPS. It's the mail.
It's the mail. And, I wonder why it didn't show up.
I'm still waiting for mine. All right. Mike Bosma with Keystone CPAs joining us here, as he always does, every weekday moment with Mike. Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Greg.
All right. We'll talk again tomorrow. Keystone CPAs wants to help you out. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900 for a free one-hour consultation. It's 1241 right here on the KKFT News at Noon. Now with more, let's go back to Jerry.
I got a couple of questions for Mike down the road. First and foremost, my biggest problem is the term unearned income. How and when that ever came up, I'd sure like to know, because the income that I do manage to save a little bit of, and I earn income on it, how is that unearned income? But the whole government, I could go through another story of something that had a deadline to reach me by June 17th and just arrived last week. But topic for another day. Maybe you can pursue that in the next Bosma on Business Report here on the New News. Yep. All right. Well, perfect. I got more for you, too, including how is it that you never actually own your home? I've been discussing this with family and friends lately, and as I understand it, I got to check into it, is you can never really officially own your home. You think you own your home free and clear. You don't owe anybody any money on it, but your home will be taken from you by your local government if you don't pay taxes. But as I'm checking into it, unless you bury a family member in your yard, believe it or not.
Mike, you ever heard of that one?
Yeah, there's an exemption. They can't exhume, I guess you know, an exemption. if there's a corpse in the yard, you're considered a cemetery. You got to get a special permit for that. But yeah, generally, no, absolutely right, Jerry. I'm 100%. The taxes is the ability to claim that. You don't pay it, they're going to put a tax lien on there, send it out to foreclosure just like a mortgage. So that's
What about if you bury your dog in the yard?
It doesn't matter. There's no Social Security another, brother. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I fortunately don't have any family members passing away soon, but I'm going to go down that rabbit hole as well. If you let me bury you in my yard, I will officially own my home free and clear, and the government can't take it at some point. We discussed that in Idaho. I discussed that with my brother in California, and there's actually something in California to that effect as well. So on to the next news story here on the Noon News, the next meeting of the Nevada State Legislative Committee for the review and oversight of the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency, TRPA, and the Marlette Lake Water System is scheduled for this Friday, July 17 at 12:30 p.m. at the TRPA office in Stateline. 8 state legislators hold meetings every other year during the interim sessions to discuss the work of the TRPA, water quality, lake clarity, aquatic invasive species, and the latest scientific research taking place at Tahoe will be presented to the committee, and you, members of the public, are welcome to attend in person or online and to provide input in writing or during scheduled public comment time. And Douglas County is now accepting applications for the 2027 grant cycle. Public is invited to provide details and comments and present potential projects. An informational meeting will be held also this Friday at 11 a.m. at the Douglas County Community Development Department. You can find out about the minimum qualifications for grants, grant application, and the selection process. There is $2.8 million for grants toward community facilities, planning and capacity building, economic development, and more. If you'd like some more information, here's a phone number you can call. Her name is Linda, and her phone number is 775 782-6209. FM News Talk, Noon News Time, is 1245.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
Crews are still on the scene of a rolled-over cement truck in Carson City. It is right at 580 and 50 at that major intersection. People are being asked to avoid that area if they can. There's also a non-injury collision slowing things down a little bit in Reno. It's on southbound 580 at the Moana Lane off-ramp. And did you know, since 1986, Frohwin Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to friends for all of their automotive needs. And don't forget, Frohwin is home of the no appointment needed gas or diesel smog check. It's 80 degrees in Sparks, 78 in Minden and in Wellington, 70 in Emerald Bay. Let's get a look at your forecast.
Still having a few clouds hanging around for the next few hours into the evening time. Then we clear overnight and sunshine tomorrow, low 90s, seasonal weather into the weekend, and no chances of showers and clear skies at night. Grilling season at Butcher Boy. That means steak choice and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Coming up at 3, Lars Larson today. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Frustrated with depression medications that don't work or can't tolerate their side effects? TMS is an FDA-cleared, non-drug treatment for depression that works when antidepressants don't. There's no anesthesia or downtime, and sessions take just 18 minutes. Get your life back. Call TMS and Neurofeedback of Reno Tahoe at 775-825-1005 or visit tmsreno.com. That's 825-1005.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac Home Backup Generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last. 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage, 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom with star-spangled savings on the most reliable American-made vehicles. Hi, Chris Russell, Nissan Carson City. All across this great nation, Nissan is churning out America's most dependable trucks and SUVs. But to celebrate July, we're giving you freedom from interest on nearly all of our award-winning inventory of new Nissans. We're celebrating all month long with our biggest dealer discount yet on the family-friendly third-row comfort of the Pathfinder, all-wheel drive control of the Murano, or rugged power of the Rogue. All top-rated SUVs for safety and all up to $8,000 off MSRP. Or spread those savings across 5 years with 0% interest.
Must finance through NMAC OAC. Cashback varies based on vehicle model. Offer expires August 3rd.
Nissan Carson City.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road, or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
Warren Buffett is accelerating his charitable donations of Berkshire Hathaway shares, with a notable exception. The former CEO of Berkshire is donating nearly $6 billion in shares to four foundations, except for the Bill Gates Foundation. Gates has been tied to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, denying any knowledge of Epstein's crimes. Buffett released a statement today saying his goal is to dispose of all his Berkshire shares within 8 years, which are valued at $146 billion. Can I have some? Gates Foundation has received over $60 billion in charitable donations from Buffett in the past, but that's coming to an end. Texas is suing the social media site LinkedIn.
AG Ken Paxton says they're profiting from fake or misleading job opportunities. It's something that's commonly called ghost jobs, and the suit points to studies that estimate they account for between 1/5 and 1/3 of the online listings. LinkedIn markets a paid premium subscription to get access to job listings. The AG wants access to the verification practice for what employees are posting. I'm Monica Nelson.
It is Mexican food, kind of, sort of, but Chipotle Mexican Grill is getting set to open its first restaurant there.
El guacamole es fresco, hecho cada día.
Todos nuestros ingredientes son reales.
Doors will open Thursday in Nuevo León in partnership with Olsi, a leading restaurant operator in Latin America and Europe. Chipotle CEO Scott Boatwright says they're entering the country with deep respect for the culinary heritage, along with a belief that there's a strong interest in high-quality food that the establishment offers. The company currently operates more than 4,100 restaurants across the world.
Ingredientes real, con gente real.
Delicioso.
I'm Michael Kastner.
If I'm going to Mexico, I'll take my Mexican food locally. Thank you. FM News Talk Time, 1251.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Three Northern Nevadans have been picked in the Major League Draft. Cal Scolari, the ex-Minogue pitcher, was with Oregon last year, taken in the 5th round by the White Sox. The Giants taking Reno grad Eric Nachtsheim in the 6th round. He pitched for McNeese State last season. And Nevada pitcher Aiden Brainerd was picked in the 6th round by the Rangers. Audrey Sutherland only going into her junior year at Minogue, but the volleyball standout already knows where she's going to college. She has committed to Clemson. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
That some achieve great success is proof to all that others may achieve it as well. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
From Northern Nevada, this is KKFT, 99.1 FM News Talk. Breaking news, local voices, real impact. Join Greg Neft and Jerry Evans every weekday at noon for the Noon News. KKFT Midday on 99.1 FM News Talk. The Noon News, weekdays at noon on KKFT 99.1 FM News Talk at 92.3 in Lyon County, Northern Nevada's news and talk station.
Stay warm for less this winter with VM West. We've got a massive supply of seasoned Jeffrey pine ready to burn. From logs and rounds to split cords, we're offering the lowest prices in the Carson Valley area, guaranteed. Swing by for a quick pickup or take it easy with our reliable delivery service straight to your driveway. Don't get caught in the cold. Get the best wood at the best price today. Call VM West at 775-224-7792 or visit vmwest.com/firewood. We bring the heat.
Hey, Reno Sparks. This is Sean from Sargent's, your local appliance expert. Question: with all the different appliance brands and types out there today, how do you know which one's the right one for your house? With over 50 years in business in Sparks, we know a thing or two about appliances. And like always, we service everything we sell. We have interest-free financing options available on approved credit. If you want to get taken care of during and after the sale and not have to call a 1-800 number, search for Sargent's Appliance in Sparks.
When you need tree service, don't call a couple of guys with chainsaws. Call Northern Nevada's most equipped tree service. Call Battle Born Tree Service. Battle Born Tree Service has three certified arborists on staff with OSHA 10 and 30 cards. And most importantly, they hold above industry liability insurance, which means no matter the size of your job, you're covered. And there's no job they can't do. When Battle Born shows up, it's like a tree army with an Alltech 75-foot elevator bucket truck. Attract. Carlton 75 horsepower stump grinder, a 19-inch capacity bandit chipper, multiple compact track loaders, wheeled skid steers, big wheel loaders, and much, much more. Battle Born Tree Service can do in a day what it takes the other guys three or more days to do. For commercial and residential service and maintenance, hire an army, a tree army. Battle Born Tree Service. Call 775-232-8243. 775-232-8243.
Are you on a residential septic system? Well, Northern Nevada's best, Bonanza Septic and Jetting Solutions, now has 24-hour online booking. Just go to bonanzaseptic.com and click the Book Residential Pumping Now button. Answer a few questions for pricing and dates. Select a time, and they'll take care of the rest. Bonanza Septic is there for you with fast, reliable service. bonanzaseptic.com.
Thank you, Northern Nevada, for making us number one in the number two business. After our chance of showers and thunderstorms tapers off this afternoon into this evening, we're going to see more seasonal weather roll in. Low 90s for the next few days after low 80s for today. Check out Butcher Boys social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
FM News Talk, time 12:56. And if you are just joining us, one of the big stories we're following, Governor Lombardo, it's developing out of Las Vegas. He was stopped by a cop, Las Vegas Metro Police, stopping the governor on a traffic stop. Here's the body cam footage and audio.
Hello. How you doing, sir? Good. Good. Sergeant Chego, Metro Police. The reason I'm stopping you is for the... I'm aware. For the red light violation back there. Your right turn onto Giles here.
Oh, man.
So, you're good to go, sir. Appreciate you. Have a good day.
And that, of course, again, is from body cam footage of Las Vegas Metro. You heard the governor say, I am Joe Lombardo, and the cop saying, I know, and the cop ultimately letting him go. Las Vegas Metro police in a statement did say that police officers do have discretion whether to stop or let issue a citation. The governor was not given a citation in this particular case. And an update for you on the elephant fire. Again, we are learning that it's still at more than 12,000 acres charred. But an evacuation warning lifted in Plumas County for Highway 49 south of Highway 70. An evacuation warning remains in effect in Lassen County east of 395 and south of Highway 70. 12:57 here on the news at noon. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
I got a little bit of that. Do you know who I am? In that audio.
Yeah.
Did you pick that up just a little bit as well? The reason I'm stopping you
is
I'm
Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm Governor Lombardo.
Cop says, I know.
Yeah. Yes. Have a good day. In other news, the Minden boundary expansion proposed for Buckeye Farm development will be discussed at the upcoming Douglas County Commissioners meeting. The board will consider adopting an ordinance to annex just under 150 acres into the town of Minden boundary, incorporating four parcels within the approved Buckeye Farm specific plan and Buckeye Farm neighborhood. If approved, the annex properties will become part of the town of Minden and be subject to the town's ad valorem tax rate, supporting future development within the planned growth area. And there is something coming up this weekend that you might want to take advantage of and be a part of. It's the 2026 Fireman's Ball in Silver City, Nevada, hosted by the Silver City Volunteer Fire Department, dates back to the 1970s. And again, that's happening this weekend. It will be at the Silver City Park for an entire afternoon and evening of live music and entertainment. Starts at 1 o'clock, goes into the evening. Silver City, located 3 miles south of Virginia City off SR State Route 341. And do you know who I am? My name's Jerry. Greg Neft is in Studio B, Phil in Studio C, and for Craig, John, and everybody, thanks for listening to the New News. We'll join you again tomorrow here on 99.1 FM and 92.3 FM News Talk.
Feels so nice when the people sing along, singing along with the banjo.
First with Fox, first on FM 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, a service of the Evans Broadcast Company.